Hello everyone, today is Wednesday, July 19th. My name is Sam and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. So the sentences we have taken for today's challenge come from the video Michelle Obama Oregon State Commencement Address. And Michelle Obama, of course, the former First Lady when President Barack Obama was in office, is a very inspiring individual, I think, and a very good speaker. And I think she gave a great speech here. I would have loved if she gave a commencement speech at my university. Unfortunately, I didn't have anyone quite as inspirational or famous as Michelle Obama. But anyway, let's get on to today's sentences. We realized that being successful isn't about being impressive. It's about being inspired. That's what it means to be your true self. It means looking inside yourself and being honest about what you truly enjoy doing. And I think this is absolutely true. We should also think about the context in which Michelle Obama was giving the speech. This was at the commencement address at Oregon State, which is the ceremony that essentially welcomes all of the new students. So she was trying to be inspiring and, you know, give some advice that maybe the students would keep in the back of their minds as they pursued their studies, and maybe that would give them some motivation during their long nights of essay writing and studying for exams and whatnot. So let's get on to our first word. So our first word is realize, which means 领悟, 了解, or 认识到. And the emphasis of this word is on the first syllable, realize, which brings us to the next word, realization. And I would just like to point out that the emphasis on realization is not the same as on the word realize. The emphasis is on the syllable ze. Realization. And realization can also be translated as 领悟 or 认识. But I'd like to point out there's a phrase that you can use with the word realization, which is the phrase, I suddenly came to the realization. So to come to a realization, or to suddenly come to a realization, which is a common usage of this phrase, in Chinese can be translated as 恍然大悟了. So you could say, I suddenly came to the realization that I sounded just like my father. And our next word is successful, which means 成功的 or 结果圆满的. So successful, the emphasis is on the second syllable, success, or ses, successful. And another word, of course, related to successful is success, which means 成功 or 成就. So you could say, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, is a very successful man. And actually, the reason Michelle Obama used this word is because she is actually questioning the generally accepted definition of success, which is when people are impressive. Many people define success by having lots of money or having great achievements, but everyone has different definitions of success. And as Michelle Obama puts it, she says that being successful is about being inspired. And our next word is impressive. Impressive, with the emphasis on the second syllable, pre, impressive. And actually, while this word is quite commonly used in English, I think it's quite difficult to translate into Chinese. It can be translated as 人深刻印象的, or 感人的, or 令人钦佩的. But I think in many contexts, it would probably just be translated as something like 厉害, because typically, what we're talking about is not necessarily the fact that it leaves an impression on someone, but it is the reason that it leaves an impression on someone, which is perhaps they are very skilled in a particular way, or they have a particular accomplishment, or a particular character trait that maybe we find admirable or impressive. So you could say, she speaks 7 languages and toured the world on a sailboat. She is a very impressive woman. So the last group of words in our pronunciation challenge today is composed of the words inspired, inspiration, and inspirational. So the word inspired, the emphasis is on the spy, inspired, which can be translated as 有灵感的. The word inspiration can be translated as 灵感, and the emphasis is on the re, inspiration. And the last word is inspirational, which also has the emphasis on the re, inspirational. And inspirational can be translated as 带有灵感的. So for inspiration, you could say, I like to walk through the forest to find inspiration. Maybe if you're a painter or a poet or a musician, maybe you're inspired by the things in the forest. So maybe that's somewhere you go for inspiration. And for the word inspirational, you could say, Richard Branson is a very inspirational speaker. Richard Branson is, of course, the founder of the company Virgin, which, of course, depending on your definition of success, at least in my definition of success, I think it has been a very successful company, and I think Richard Branson is a successful and impressive person. Anyway, that's all for our challenge today. Christy will be back with you all tomorrow to challenge you with tomorrow's pronunciation challenge. I hope everyone got something out of today's challenge and that you also have watched this speech and enjoyed it as much as I did. If you haven't seen this video, you better go do that. And if you have seen this video, make sure you check out other videos just like it on VoiceTube. Thank you all once again for listening, and I will see you on the next one. Bye.